Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vuse is smooth, consistent, and intentionally simple. It's vapor done right. Because when you're free to focus on what really matters, everything just clicks. Find Vuse, that's V-U-S-E, Vuse, at your favorite convenience store.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026, RJRVC.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on the Chase and McJoe Show, 102.5 The Game, down here at John Daly's. As the World Cup is underway, as Portugal and Spain are 30 minutes in, and it's still tied 0-0. And we talk a little bit more soccer as we bring in Nashville SC head coach BJ Callahan. BJ, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And just kind of getting into the World Cup real quick, just your overall thoughts on what the U.S. has done so far in this tournament and where their ceiling could be.
Yeah, I think the U.S. specifically has done a really good job. I think they came out with a really clear idea of who they wanted to be and who was going to be their sort of starting team, put in some really consistent performances. And listen, I think tonight's game versus Belgium will be a good test for them, but one that I think they should be really confident that they can win. And then we'll see who their stare down in the, if they're able to advance into the quarterfinal.
Yeah. For me, obviously the whole FIFA thing with Flo Balogun, that, you know, it's besides the point, but looking at that matchup specifically with Thibaut Courtois and Flo Balogun, I feel like, for me, just my opinion, I think that is the biggest test that Balogun has coming up into tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're starting to see this is going to be probably the deepest team that they're going to face, probably one of the best attacking teams they're going to face, and then I would, to your point, probably the best goalkeeper that they're going to have faced. But this is what you expect when you're in round of 16 matchups. And so you're going to have to be pretty good in all phases of play. And to beat Courtois, it's going to take a good effort, but not one that I think the way the U.S. has been playing, one that they should feel confident that they can definitely execute on.
Yeah, when you were with the U.S. men's national team, what was that like in between games for you? Just like to compartmentalize and just get ready for the next game? What was it, a bit hectic, or were you able to kind of calm the jitters and just kind of get into the next game?
Yeah, I think for us it was a little bit different, at least in the group stage, where we didn't have as many days in between as they do in this World Cup. So I think there's a little bit more runway and kind of chance to get yourself, a breather and then kind of rebuild back up. But the transition from sort of, when we, in our experience, group stage to the knockout stage where we played the Netherlands, it's three very, very intense days. you obviously learn who you play. You've probably been preparing for a couple different opponents. You're taking inventory of where you are. There's obviously a huge excitement of advancing. But you have to get yourself refocused and kind of balanced. And I think, those guys, a lot of them gone through that experience in 22, will help in 26.
We're talking to BJ Callahan right here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Coach, are you able to watch these games as a fan?
That's a great question.
Right?
I do find myself, yes, I find myself watching it more as a fan than I probably anticipated, but definitely, I can even say, last night, the Mexico-England game, I felt like I was on the emotional roller coaster that probably everyone else was on. And that's a place that I don't typically like to be. And I try to keep away from, but I'm just caught. I certainly am just caught up in World Cup fever, just like I think everybody else.
Absolutely. Let me take you back to Friday night, Argentina and playing Cape Verde, and you've coached teams where nobody's given you a chance to win. It's like, you're not going to win this no matter what you do. Were you rooting for, I know Argentina is good, but for me, I'm rooting for Cape Verde because I'm thinking, all right, everybody says they're going to lose. I want them to win. How did you watch that game?
I mean, listen, I think that's built into like our American spirit and our American DNA is, you know, we do root for the underdog. We do like the underdog. And yeah, I think there's a, you know, it's also new and fresh. I mean, I don't think there's many people out there that have a deep understanding of Cape Verde's, you know, national team. And so I think we get enamored with it. And yeah, we all want that to happen. And I wasn't any different. You know, I think you want to see a really good game, and it's at the end, you know, the result is the result, but you can see how small the gap is, even from the World Cup champion to a team like Cape Verde, and also all of the things that make a team a team, right? It's maybe not right. the people on the team sheet or who's starting the game, but the team spirit and the camaraderie and the ability to kind of do the unthinkable. It's a really powerful thing.
Oh, I absolutely love it. We're talking to B.J. Callahan, the head coach of Nashville SC. How much are you ready to get back? I know we got soccer fever right now. We're all in the middle of all this. How anxious are you just to get back with your team and get going again?
Yeah, we're training now. We've been training for a while, and everyone wants to get playing games. You know, like as much as I just said, I'm a fan and you know, I'm enjoying the World Cup. There's also this tinge of like jealousy. Like we want to be playing right. too. We want to be competing too. That's what we do. And so, we have about another week here of sort of this kind of training cycle, and then we'll be in full preparation for Atlanta, you know, and we're excited to be back at home in front of our fans at Geodis to bring what I'll call our frenemies in Atlanta here and just kind of get the season back going.
Yeah, BJ, when it comes to World Cup transitioning back into MLS, yeah, Ahmed Kassem was one of the players off your roster that ended up playing in the World Cup. Were you able to kind of speak with him in between group stage matches, along with just finally getting back into the groove when he's now back at training?
Yeah, so we certainly kept in touch. You know, you want to be respectful of the environment that they're in and where they are, but we certainly, you know, exchanged messages, myself and all of the guys on the team, you know, in terms of just words of encouragement and how proud we were and we're supporting them and those type of things. And now when he came back in with the group, you get to kind of hear from his perspective, his experience, which he was super proud of, called it one of the best decisions he's ever made in his life. In our group is welcomed right back in and hits the ground running and training.
And then on top of that, like how do, as a coach, hearing and seeing that from a guy like Ahmed Kassem, how do you build off that with the second half of the season about to go underway July 17th?
Yeah, for us, it's just about creating as competitive an environment as possible. And now, obviously, Ahmed's going to come into the group training. He's confident, having coming off the World Cup experience. So he's going to push himself to a higher standard. That's going to push the competition at that position. It's going to push the competition across all positions. That's sort of what this fresh start does for everybody. And then, ultimately, will make us a better and stronger team.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about any injury updates. When it comes to guys like Andy Nahar, Eddie Tagg, Seth Patrick Yazbek, how are they healing from their injuries before the World Cup?
Yeah, I would say they're all progressing in the exact same timelines we thought they would be. A lot of them, stayed in market to continue to do their rehab to try and push as fast as they could get back, and are all right on schedules where we would expect them to be.
All right, Coach, what's your setup tonight to watch a game? For me, when there's like a big football game, I like to watch it by myself because I like to hear everything and see everything. What is your setup tonight to watch this game?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm a little bit like you. I will try and probably be by myself in my living room watching it, and I'm sure I'll be getting a few group chats that go on and we discuss the game and stuff, but I do like to watch it and take every bit without any distraction.
Love it.
Yeah, BJ, with it, and this kind of not a soccer question, but an American football question. Oh, you're an Eagles fan. What did you think of seeing the Titans schedule as the Eagles come to town?
Trust me, I've gotten more texts. I can't get anybody to come see me at the Nashville game, but I got more friends wanting to come down to the Eagles game. I do know the Eagles fans are passionate. They travel well, and I've heard from a lot of people when I saw that come on the schedule, and so really looking forward to it because it's been a while since I've actually been able to get to an Eagles game. I don't know if I'll be able to get to that one, but an exciting time, and that's kind of a Philly staple is traveling, is people traveling to away games for to see the Eagles.
If I'm not mistaken, what the weekend that they're here, I believe you guys have a home game the night before. So just a little heads up on that scheduling.
I appreciate you looking out. Maybe all the guys are hoping I'll give them off so that I can go to the Eagles game.
That's a good one. All right, who's your all-time favorite Eagle player?
Brian Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got deep Villanova roots. Brian Westbrook played at Villanova and then was with the Eagles. So for me, you know, a guy that, you know, I don't know him, but a guy that I've always admired and loved his story and how he kind of, you know, came from maybe a little bit of a non-traditional school and did really, really well.
The greatest Villanova football player of all time is my favorite player of all time. That's Howie Long.
Howie Long. Absolutely. Howie Long, for sure.
I mean, you look at his story of where he came from. He probably shouldn't have been in football, and he made it. And I just that's a blue-collar football story.
100%, 100%. And I think we all get drawn to those, all those stories, right? Like, and how there's all different paths and all different ways that you can sort of achieve your dream and make it to the elite level.
There you go.
BJ Callahan, head coach of Nashville City, is on the line with us. BJ, we appreciate your time. We don't want to keep you much longer. Nashville's first two games are from resumption would be Atlanta United, July 17th on a Friday night, followed by July 22nd on a Wednesday as they take on CF Montreal. BJ, we again appreciate the time and best luck on the second half of the season.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. And let's get back to watching the Portugal game here.
There you go. Love it. BJ Callahan joins us here on the Chase and McJoe Show.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.